Jesus' teachings on love, a new commandment, John 13, 34-35. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, Jesus introduces a profound teaching that encapsulates the essence of Christian discipleship. Love. This commandment is not just an ideal to strive for, but the very foundation of the faith that Jesus was preparing his disciples to live out after his departure. In verses 34-35, he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." These simple yet profound words encapsulate a new way of living and relating to others that would distinguish Jesus' followers from the rest of the world. The commandment to love was not new in the sense that people had never been instructed to love before. After all, the Old Testament included commands to love God and neighbor. However, Jesus introduced a revolutionary aspect to love, grounded in his own life, example, and the sacrificial love he was about to demonstrate on the cross. In this story, we will explore the context, meaning, and implications of this new commandment, illustrating its transformative power in the lives of Jesus' disciples and its relevance for us today. Verse 1. Context, the Last Supper and the foot washing. The setting for Jesus' teaching on love occurs during the Last Supper, a deeply intimate and somber moment. Jesus knew that his time had come and that soon he would be betrayed, arrested, and crucified. The hour of his glorification through the suffering of the cross was at hand. Yet rather than focusing on himself, Jesus turned his attention to his disciples, preparing them for life after his departure. In John 13, just before giving the new commandment, Jesus performs an astonishing act of humility and love. He washes his disciples' feet. In that time and culture, foot washing was the duty of a servant, not the master. Yet Jesus, who was their Lord and teacher, willingly took on the role of a servant, showing them that leadership in his kingdom was marked by humble service and love. This act of foot washing was not only a lesson in humility, but a tangible demonstration of love. Jesus wanted to convey that love involves action, sacrifice, and a willingness to serve others, even when it is uncomfortable or humbling. His example was not a suggestion, but a model for how his disciples were to live. They were to love one another in the same way he loved them, selflessly, sacrificially, and without regard for status or position. 2. A new kind of love. The commandment Jesus gives in John 13, 34-35 is new because of its standard and scope. Jesus does not merely command his disciples to love one another. He specifies the kind of love they are to embody, as I have loved you. This is a radical shift from the Old Testament law, which commanded people to love their neighbors as they loved themselves. Leviticus 19:18. While loving one's neighbor as oneself is an important principle, Jesus elevates the standard by pointing to his own love as the model. Jesus' love is extraordinary. It is not based on self-interest or mutual benefit, nor is it limited to people who are easy to love. Jesus loved his disciples despite their flaws, weaknesses, and failures. He loved them when they were unworthy of that love, and his love was ultimately demonstrated through his willingness to lay down his life for them. In John 15:13, he says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." His love was self-sacrificial, enduring, and unconditional. This new commandment challenges his disciples and us to love others in the same way Jesus loves us. This love transcends natural affection or human effort. It is a divine love that comes from God and is empowered by the Holy Spirit. To love as Jesus loves means to love without expecting anything in return, to love even when it costs us something, and to love people regardless of whether they are deserving of our love. 3. The love that identifies disciples. In verse 35, Jesus states the distinguishing mark of his followers. "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is a remarkable statement. Jesus did not say that people would recognize his disciples by their knowledge, religious observance, or even their moral behavior, though these are important aspects of the Christian life. Rather, it is love that would set them apart and make them identifiable as his followers. In a world that is often characterized by division, hatred, and selfishness, the kind of love Jesus describes is both countercultural and revolutionary. It challenges the social norms of every era, including our own, where people tend to be divided by race, politics, class, and religion. Yet Jesus calls his disciples to be different, to demonstrate a love that transcends these divisions and reflects his own love for humanity. This love is not merely an inward feeling, but an outward expression that others can see and experience. The early Christian community embodied this love, and it became a powerful testimony to the world around them. Acts 2:44-47 describes how the early believers shared their possessions, cared for one another's needs, and lived in such unity that they had favor with all the people. Their love for one another was so compelling that it drew others to Christ, fulfilling Jesus' words that love would be the hallmark of his disciples. 4. Love in action. Stories from the Gospels. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus models the kind of love he commands his disciples to demonstrate. His interactions with individuals, both inside and outside his circle of followers, reveal the depth and breadth of his love. Let us explore a few key stories that illustrate his love in action. 5. The woman at the well, John 4:1-42. One of the most striking examples of Jesus' love is found in his encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. In this story, Jesus breaks several social and cultural barriers. He speaks to a woman in public, which was unusual for a Jewish man in that time. Moreover, she was a Samaritan, a group despised by the Jews due to long-standing ethnic and religious tensions. Yet Jesus reaches out to her with compassion, offering her the living water of eternal life. This act of love is remarkable because it demonstrates Jesus' willingness to cross boundaries to reach people who were considered outcasts. His love is not limited by societal norms or prejudices. It extends to everyone, regardless of their background, gender, or reputation. In his conversation with the woman, Jesus does not shy away from addressing her sin, but he does so with grace and the offer of redemption. This encounter ultimately leads to her transformation and the transformation of her entire village, showing how love has the power to bring about profound change. 6. The healing of the blind man, John 9. In John 9, Jesus encounters a man who was born blind. The disciples ask whether the man's blindness was due to his own sin or the sin of his parents, a common belief at the time. Jesus rejects this notion and instead uses the opportunity to reveal God's love and power. He heals the man, restoring his sight and transforming his life. This story reveals Jesus' love for the marginalized and suffering. He does not view people as problems to be solved or theological puzzles to be debated. Instead, he sees them as individuals deserving of love and compassion. His love is not theoretical, it is practical, meeting people's needs and restoring their dignity. In this case, the man who had been cast aside by society is not only healed physically, but also given spiritual insight, recognizing Jesus as the Messiah. 7. The adulterous woman, John 8:1-11. Another powerful story of Jesus' love is his encounter with the woman caught in adultery. The religious leaders bring the woman to Jesus, hoping to trap him into contradicting the law of Moses, which prescribed stoning for such an offense. Instead of condemning her, Jesus turns the situation on its head by inviting anyone without sin to cast the first stone. One by one, the accusers leave, and Jesus tells the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This story beautifully illustrates the balance of grace and truth in Jesus' love. He does not condone the woman's sin, but neither does he condemn her. Instead, he offers her a second chance, inviting her to live a transformed life. Jesus' love is redemptive, lifting people out of their brokenness and offering them the opportunity for a fresh start. It is a love that sees beyond the mistakes and failures of the past and calls people into a new future. Great, the power of love to transform lives. The new commandment to love as Jesus loves is not just an abstract ideal, it has the power to transform lives and communities. The early church provides a powerful example of this transformative love in action. In Acts 2:4, we see a community that was united in love, sharing their possessions, caring for one another's needs and living in such harmony that they attracted others to the faith. The Apostle Paul, who had once been a fierce persecutor of Christians, was transformed by the love of Christ and became one of the greatest apostles and evangelists of the early church. In his letters, he repeatedly emphasizes the importance of love in the Christian life. In 1 Corinthians 13, known as the Love Chapter, Paul eloquently describes the nature of love, stating that without love, all other spiritual gifts and accomplishments are meaningless. He writes, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs." 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. Paul's transformation is a testament to the power of Christ's love to change even the hardest of hearts. He experienced firsthand the love of Jesus, who forgave him despite his past actions, and this love became the driving force behind his ministry. Paul's letters to the churches are filled with exhortations to love one another, to bear with one another's faults, and to be united in love. He understood that love is not just a feeling, but a way of life that reflects the heart of Christ. 9. The challenge of living out love. While the command to love one another is central to the Christian faith, it is not always easy to live out. Loving others, especially those who are difficult or unlovable, requires humility, patience, and perseverance. It often involves sacrifice and a willingness to put others' needs before our own. Yet Jesus calls us to love not only when it is convenient or when the other person deserves it, but consistently in the same way he loves us. In the world today, we face many challenges that test our ability to love others. We live in a time of deep division, where political, social, and cultural differences often lead to hostility and conflict. In such a climate, the call to love as Jesus loves is more relevant than ever. It requires us to move beyond our comfort zones, to extend grace to those who think, act, or believe differently than we do, and to embody the love of Christ in our words and actions. The commandment to love is not just about individual relationships. It is about building a community that reflects the kingdom of God. When we love one another as Jesus loves us, we create a space where people can experience the love of God, where healing and reconciliation can take place, and where the world can see a different way of living, a way that is marked by compassion, humility, and grace. 10. Conclusion: the call to love. Jesus' new commandment to love one another as he has loved us is at the heart of the Christian faith. It is the defining characteristic of his disciples and the evidence of his presence in the world. This love is not something we can produce on our own. It is a gift from God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and modeled after the sacrificial love of Christ. As followers of Jesus, we are called to embody this love in our daily lives. We are called to love one another, not just in word but in deed, to serve one another humbly and sacrificially, and to extend the grace and mercy of God to all people, regardless of who they are or what they have done. In a world that is often marked by division, hatred, and selfishness, the love of Christ shines like a beacon of hope, drawing people to him and transforming lives. May we, as his disciples, be known by our love, and may that love be a reflection of the one who first loved us and gave himself for us. As we strive to follow this new commandment, may we experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from living a life of love, and may the world come to know Jesus through our witness.